This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
Greetings. Dr. Hansen spoke three times at the Holy Ghost Conference that ran February 21 through 25, 2024, hosted by Dr. Emmanuel Ziga. Today, you're going to hear Dr. Ziga's message from his Friday evening service, recorded February 23rd. The title of this message, The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Reality. Now, let's begin.
You know, when the Holy Spirit is revealed, reality is revealed. When the Spirit of God is revealed, reality is revealed. When the Holy Spirit is in manifestation, reality is in manifestation. And when the Holy Spirit is moving, reality is moving. Say hallelujah. We thank God for the prophet Duncan Wiley. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. You come from a very rich heritage of the move of the Spirit on the earth. You come from a country, Scotland, that has experienced deep, deep moves of the Spirit. There is no Bible college on the earth that does not teach subjects of the revivals from Scotland in Bible schools. There is no serious theological institution that does not study the works of God from the land you've come from. And says the Lord, you are a seed of a deep heritage of my Spirit in the earth, and I will preserve you till I finish with you, says the Lord. Say hallelujah. And the Lord says that for your son shall step into your shoes in the fullness of time. For you have been crying, who is your Joshua? And the Lord says, your son is your Joshua. And I hear the Lord say, as I raised Abraham, and there was a time in the life of Abraham where he wondered who was going to be his next in kind. And he thought of Eliezer of Damascus. Genesis 15, God came to him and said, Eliezer of Damascus shall not be your son, but he that shall come out of your loins, Isaac, shall be your son. And your son Fraser is your Isaac. He will step in into your shoes, says the Lord. And your family shall be called a house of Levites under the Holy Ghost. Anybody you call a child, of which you are a father from your house, is a seed of the Levites in the new covenant dimension. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Open your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I read from verse 7. I'm handling the subject, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of reality. Say hallelujah. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world to our glory. So God ordained a hidden wisdom which was established before the foundation of the world, that this wisdom shall be hidden and hidden until the fullness of time, when this hidden mystery shall become a reality in the human world. That authority has had an appointed time for manifestation. Verse 8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the Lord of glory and his manifestation was that hidden wisdom that was hidden before the foundation of the world. For the Lord kept from the reality of the natural world the Lord of glory. Now this tells me, and through the scriptures, I've seen three authorities of glory. The Father of glory, Ephesians 1 verse 17. Ephesians 1 verse 17. The Father of glory. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We just saw the Lord of glory. But we also have the Spirit of glory. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. And on their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. So the Spirit of glory comes into manifestation upon people who have been persecuted in their faith, in their walk with God, where your name is reproached. Whatever you do, they call you names, and they castigate you. They persecute you. The Bible says to them, it is judgment. But to you, he is glorified. So the one who is tortured by slander is the one who carries the Spirit of glory. But to them who slanders, he shall walk in judgment. The Bible says that the evil of the Spirit shall be upon them. Say hallelujah, somebody. So we have the Spirit of God who glorifies the purpose of God. And one more time, I want us to see this. The Lord of glory, the Father of glory, and the Spirit of glory. We're handling the Spirit of glory. Say hallelujah, somebody. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. So the Father is the Father of glory. The Word is the Lord of glory. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. In their state of glory, they have the records of eternity and time. But for the records which are in the Spirit, like mysteries, to become a reality in the earth, the same Spirit bears witness into the natural realm what is in the spiritual realm as a mystery. So the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of glory, who has all the records in the invisible world, for any of those records to be made a reality in the physical, he is the one who makes those also real. So he is the Spirit of reality. He brings reality to spiritual things, and he brings reality to natural things. So he appears twice. First, in the records of verse 7. And also he appears in the reality of verse 8. He appears two times. The Father doesn't appear the second time. The Lord doesn't appear the second time. He, the Spirit of God, takes care of the business of the natural realm. He is the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is the Spirit divine that brings reality to everything in the spiritual and everything in the natural. Say hallelujah. Receive the anointing. May the Holy Ghost bring you into reality. May the promises come into reality. And when he is allowed to play his role, you don't have to jimmy-rig anything. He is powerful enough to make things happen. Say hallelujah. In the Bible says that in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Who was that Spirit? And who is that Spirit? He is the Spirit of the records that brings reality to the divine plan in the earth. So whatever he does is perfect. He is explicit. He is excellent in all things. And he was the Spirit of excellence that was upon Daniel that made him do all things perfectly and well, to the extent that in his day there was none who could perform as perfectly, as wise, and as effectively as Daniel. As he was upon Daniel, and Daniel survived all the presidents of his days, in his days in Babylon, so also it is that in our time, when he's upon you, you perfect all things and you fulfill all things according to the will of God. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Now the Bible says that, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at verse 8. This same Spirit of glory that brought the manifestation of the hidden wisdom, the Bible says in verse 9, that, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Which means that God has many things in the invisible world which eyes have not seen, which when the Holy Ghost comes, he will make your eyes to see. And there are many invisible things which are mysteries which in heaven for you, which your ears have not heard before. But when the Holy Spirit comes, the Spirit of reality, he will make your ears hear. And there are things in the chambers of your heart that have been prepared in heaven for your heart to be able to contain as the content of your heart, which when the Holy Spirit of reality comes, he will put them into your heart. He is the Spirit of reality. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is the Spirit of reality. Receive reality today. In everything that pertains to life and godliness, receive reality. For everything that pertains to your sainthood, receive reality. For everything that pertains to your business, your finances, and your family, receive reality. When the Holy Ghost is moving, reality is at place. Hidden mysteries become real. Hidden facts become real. Truth becomes real. Move, Holy Spirit. Say hallelujah. Verse 10 says, it says that, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Things which eyes have not seen, when we receive the Holy Spirit, our eyes will see. So he that has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. And he that has eyes to see, let them see what the Holy Spirit is showing. And he whose heart is right with God, let their heart conceive and perceive what the Holy Ghost is releasing. In this convention, receive all these three dimensions of the operations of the Holy Spirit. Your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your heart to comprehend. Your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your heart to comprehend. Your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your heart to comprehend. Your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your heart to comprehend. A saint is the one whose eyes sees what God shows him, and whose ears hears what God is saying, and whose heart comprehends visions and dreams and patterns of life and success stories that only the Holy Ghost can put in your life. So when you are a saint, your eyes are in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Your ears are in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And he's in charge of the gates of your hearts. Because he's a Spirit of reality. If our Father in heaven is full of glory, then we are his sons, must be brought into the reality of his glory. Say hallelujah. Verse 11 says that, for what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible says that every man, every human has a spirit. And your spirit in you knows everything that is in your mind. knows everything going on in your heart, knows everything that is going on in your internal being for reality. The Holy Ghost knows. Things you haven't spoken before about, the Holy Ghost knows. Sorry, your spirit knows. Say hallelujah, somebody. So if I need to check you out and I talk to your spirit, he'll tell me everything about you. If I had a way of conversing with your spirit, there is no secret you can keep. If only I can access your spirit. Thank God, humans are not able to access spirits. Otherwise, we shall be in trouble. People will abuse it. If there's a gadget that can read your spirit, man, it will be a scary place to be. Now, artificial intelligence is bringing a lot of scare, but that's nothing compared to having access to your spirit, where everybody can just read your mind and read your heart and read and just take a laser beam or something and say, I can see your spirit. That can be a dangerous place to be. That makes investigation very easy. The FBI will just come, you are lying. We can just read in your heart you were there. Say hallelujah, somebody. But there's somebody who has access to your spirit, the Holy Spirit. Say hallelujah, somebody. Now, but my next point here is that as much as your spirit knows everything in your spirit, and your spirit can tell the truth or the facts, the lie and the deceptions, so also the Holy Spirit is in God, that knows all things about God. So the Holy Ghost can tell Abba Father, Papa, I know what is in your heart, because I'm your spirit within your heart. The same Holy Spirit can also speak to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know what is in your heart, because I am in your heart. In other words, the Holy Spirit, watch this, the Holy Spirit, as we know him today, is the full spirit that is in God the Father and the full spirit that is in God the Son. And another example I want to give here is, we all know what an oxygen chamber is, gas chamber, oxygen, where people who have breathing problems carry gas chambers. Is that right? Oxygen chambers. Is that right? Can I hear some amen? So usually it's one man, one oxygen tank. Is that right? Let's assume that the oxygen tank is the Spirit of God. When it comes to God the Father and God the Son, they use the same. They use one oxygen tank. The Father breathes from the same tank. The Son breathes from the same tank. So the Holy Spirit is the one oxygen breathing tank that both the Father and the Son shares. That same spirit is in the Father, and it's not different from what is in the Son. He is called Holy Spirit. So he is the one that brings reality to what is in both the Father and the Son. And so when the Holy Spirit is given to you, the spirit that is in the Father and in the Son is given to you. So you have the Spirit of God that knows all things in the Father, knows all things in the Son. And now you have access to what is in the Father and the Son. His name is the Holy Ghost. Can I have my oxygen tank back? Hallelujah. Say hallelujah, somebody. So who is the Holy Spirit? He is the Spirit of the Father, and he is the Spirit of the Son, given to bring reality of heaven into your heart, because you are a seed of God, because you are a child of the kingdom. Say hallelujah. The Bible says that no one knows what is in man except the spirit in man. So no one knows what is in God except the Spirit of God. The amazing story is in verse 12. Let's watch this. Let's go. Now we have received. Say, I have received. Say, I have received. Say, I have received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, or which is in God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So when I have the Holy Ghost, the spirit of kingdom reality, I have reality of having access to the real plans of God and the real plans of the Son and the real plans of the kingdom of heaven. Receive reality. I say, receive reality. I say, receive reality. The Bible says that spirit that is in God, that knows all the mysteries of heaven and the mysteries of the spiritual realm, when he appears in your life, my goodness, he gives you a panoramic view of all the intrigues of the glory of God. So you know, the Holy Spirit opens you to the entire world of God. He brings you into the entire package of who God is and all the things that God pertained in the past and the present and the future, because he is the Spirit of God. So when the Holy Spirit is in you prophesying, he is able to take you into the past, the present, and the future, because he's the spirit of reality in the past, in the present, and the future. And he's the spirit of reality of God, who knows the past, the present, and the future at the same time. So in prophecy, someone can prophesy and God will reveal to him the things that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago in your life, and also speak to you about things happening now and the things yet to come. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of yesterday, today, and forever. And God is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. And we have the spirit of God for yesterday, today, and forever. So when I have the spirit of God, I have access to yesterday, today, and forever. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So when you have the Spirit of God, you function in a leadership dimension that makes the world needfully desire to hear your voice. Because you have access to the past, the present, and the future. In other words, when the Holy Ghost is within you, he makes you so relevant to every generation. If there's anything that we need to know about what happened 100 years ago in this nation, the Holy Ghost has access to it to tell us. If there's any reality that is happening today in any world that we don't see physically, the Holy Ghost has access and he lives within you. And for the next 100 years, the Holy Ghost is still available to read the plans of God, because he is the spirit of the records. So he can give you a business plan that God has. And he can show you things that God has in the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And he is in charge of knowledge in you. That makes you know that you know that God knows that you know that you and God know that in your knower, the Holy Ghost brings your knower to God's knower. God's knowing into your knowing. God's reality into your reality. God's discernment is within your discernment. God's power within your power. So Paul was in the ship called the ship Alexandria, going to Rome. The Bible says Paul told the captain of the ship that I perceive that there is going to be trouble on our journey to Rome. So let's stay a little bit longer at our last point of call. The Bible says that the captain did not listen to Paul, but listened to the owner of the ship, who were all carnal. But Paul had the Holy Ghost in him. And so the Holy Ghost gave him insight of the things to come. But those in the natural, in the carnal world, did not connect, because the carnal world does not connect to the spiritual world. So Paul was alone in the spiritual reality of their journey. Then they took off Then the storm began to hit the boats. The storm was called the Euroclydon. It was so stormy that everybody in the boats knew that death was at their door. They lost control. They lost their bearing. They had to begin to offload the ship of its weight, because day after day, time after time, they were seeing death. There was so much storm that there was no difference between night and day, because the heavy clouds in the middle of the seas had overtaken the atmosphere. So they couldn't see even the sunshine. It was a stormy time. Then Paul told them that, I told you, you should have listened to me. Why? Because the spirit of reality was functioning in Paul. But they would not listen, because the physical things don't understand the spiritual things. And those people were functioning in the natural reality, but Paul was functioning in the holy spiritual reality. So sometimes there is a clash of realities. That's why don't be unequally yoked in your marriage, because you will clash. If the man is of the spirit and the woman is of the flesh, and he's speaking about spiritual realities, she would not comprehend. So there'll be clashes. The woman will say, you don't listen to me. The man will say, you are not listening to me. And so there's a clash, because you are unequally yoked. Being equally yoked is when you have the spiritual reality in the man and the reality of the Holy Ghost is in the woman. And when the church is in the reality of the spirit, we are above the natural storms of life, because we can sense in the future, we can discern the realities, and we can take positive decisions based on what the spirit which is in God is revealing to us, who are also in God. So Paul was telling the captain that the angel of God came to me tonight. He said, this angel was sent by the God who I serve and whose I am, and has come to tell me, to tell you all, that the storm shall continue, but because of the grace on my life, none of you shall perish. In the midst of the storms of the boat, the Alexandria, in the midst of the Euroclydon, Paul was receiving from the Spirit of God the reality of the future. And the Bible says, because Paul was in covenant with the Holy Ghost, everybody that was in contact with Paul was saved. Receive reality. I say receive reality. The Bible says that by the Holy Ghost that lives within us, this kind of spiritual reality is to our profit, is to our benefit. So we have access to all the things of God at all times, because the Spirit of God rests within us. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the Spirit of reality. Receive the anointing, please. So when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are baptized in the spirit of reality. Spiritual reality. Kingdom reality. Say, I receive. Tonight, I feel in my spirit that God is bringing heaven's reality into your spirit, for which cause you will always walk in advantage from today. When the light of the spirit is burning within you like fire, you can discern, you can sense, you can prophesy, you can understand what is being foretold by God concerning the direction of our nation and the direction of our nations. So if the Holy Spirit is the spirit that is in the Father and in the Son, that it means he is the spirit that is in heaven, released to establish the kingdom of God in the earth. He is that powerful. So your fellowship with the Holy Spirit is not just a little anointing on your head. It is the entire spirit of heaven living within you. And the Bible calls him the riches of glory by Christ Jesus. That's how rich you are. You are rich of all the content of God, past, present, and eternal. You are loaded with the reality of all the contents of Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Messiah. He is a wonder worker. He's a son of man. He's a son of God. He's the Lion of Judah. He is the eternal King. He is the captain of the hosts of heaven. He is the Word of God that holds all things by the word of his power. Now, all this that Jesus Christ is in the Spirit is given to you. So the Spirit of the Messiah is within you. The Spirit of the Lion of Judah is within you. The Spirit of the Son of Man is within you. The Spirit of the Son of God is within you. The Spirit of the Word is within you by the Holy Spirit. That's how loaded you are. I said, that's how loaded you are. That's how rich you are. That spiritual riches, that spiritual richness, all given to you. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is big deal. It's a serious matter. It's not a subject to be played with at all. How do you live your life when such a Spirit of God is within you? I can imagine when Jesus Christ came upon this earth, I suspect that for all the 33 years he was here, he grieved. He grieved. And he grieved. He possibly secretly wept a lot, because man that was made in the image of God has become this, that some are blind, some are crippled, some are deaf, some are lepers, some are sick, some are filled with demons. How did that happen? How can we create men in our image and they can become like this? So for Jesus, at the age of 12, he was really obsessed with his father's business. In my opinion, he possibly could be the most miserable human being until he rose from the dead and knew it was done. In my opinion, I don't see how he could have been walking in Nazareth full of that kind of joy. We think and we say God has a sense of humor. Are you kidding me? When he sees this man, I created Zacchaeus. I created Nicodemus. I created Peter. What you are living in is not what I wrote concerning you, because I have the records of who you are supposed to be. I can imagine Jesus Christ walking in Capernaum and seeing blind Bartimaeus and all these people. My goodness, Abba Father, are you kidding me? Is this what we created? Is this what happens when our spirit is withdrawn from the human race? Is this what happened with the fall of man? That Lazarus could die before his time? That Jesus Christ would have to resurrect him because his time wasn't over yet? That the absence of the Holy Ghost in human life was causing humans to die before time and to fall short of the glory of God. I can imagine how Jesus Christ will pray the whole night for 12 hours. This is no plaything. See, hallelujah. Are you following me? The Spirit of God in Jesus. You know, and I found out that in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, after Jesus Christ was baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost, Now we've realized that the Holy Ghost is the spirit of his Father and the same spirit that was with him in heaven before he came upon the earth. I'll explain that. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. What was that about? Two things I believe. Number one, that the flesh of Jesus had to be broken and given defeat over the enemy. Because he was tested and tempted in three human flesh desires. The first desire is food, the flesh. The second desire is power. People get hungry for power. And the devil showed Jesus all the glory of this world and said, if you will bow to me and worship me, I'll give you all this. These are things people walk away from God to follow. The flesh. And Jesus had to be tempted in these three major areas. The third point was he took Jesus Christ to the tabernacle, top of the tabernacle, which is religion. So food, wealth, and religion. These three rule the human flesh. And Jesus had to step into human flesh to overcome these three major things that pull every human down. And he overcame. How did he overcome? Because the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, came upon him. And God did not allow Jesus to be tempted all the 30 years until the Holy Ghost came upon him. Because at that stage, the dimension of his authority could be dribbled by the enemy. And he waited till the Spirit of God that knows all things came into residence. Why did God have to wait for 30 years? So that the purpose of Christ will be a real subject of justice, that he had to live like a fallen nature for 30 years to really feel how fallen humans live and their pain. So I would say the greatest temptation of Jesus was before he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, because there was a weakness in there. And that one, it took 30 years of guts, just bravery and courage and self-desire not to fall. He did it, so you can also do it. Say hallelujah, somebody. Say hallelujah, somebody. Now you watch this. I'm listening. The Bible says that, and when the Spirit of God would come upon us, he will show us the deep things of God. First Corinthians, let's go. The first Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 12. Are you blessed tonight, please? The Bible says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. So the devil tempted Jesus on the mountain of the 40-day fast with the spirit of the world. Because everybody that is connected to the spirit of the world falls to food or prominence or religiosity. But the spirit which is of God. So when Christ was going through temptation, it was the spirit of the world versus the spirit of God. Because he just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So that the spirit of the world will not overcome you. No matter how wealthy you are, no matter how successful you are, no matter how prominent you are, you can still have your sainthood in Christ. The Bible says that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13, please. Let's read. It says, which things also we speak, not in the words of man's wisdom teaches, but that the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The Spirit of God in you, the Holy Ghost in you, who knows all things, the Bible calls him the Spirit of the Highest. Because whilst we are on this earth, the spiritual things of the kingdom of God are always contested by the spiritual things of the devil. So spirit to spirit contentions. And Paul said, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. For the weapons of our warfare are mighty, through God in the pulling down of strongholds. Spiritual things in this earth are strongholds in the natural world, in the demonic world. There are strongholds. And these strongholds are and were illegal. They happened because Lucifer had to fall upon this earth. And Adam also gave up all the powers to the devil illegally. So you are dealing with spiritual powers illegally. They are here illegally. But because humans had given them authority, the illegality is becoming legal. Because men have made laws to the lies of the devil. Now, when you come in the Holy Ghost, you are coming from the divine power of God to pull down the illegal things that have become legal. So every day we are contesting with lies which have become truth. And we are dealing with them by the spirit of truth that breaks every lie. So every day there is a contention. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of kingdom reality, we prevail and we win. Receive the anointing, please. I said, receive the anointing, please. Now, in conclusion, say, I hear you. Let's look at the realities of heaven, how magnanimous they are by the Holy Ghost to be implanted in our spirit. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Holy Ghost on the Lord's day. And I heard a voice behind me. I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. So in the realm of the Holy Ghost, you hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of God. The spiritual realm is made up of two worlds. The demonic spiritual realm, which has the demonic voices, and the kingdom of God's world, which carries God's voice with God's information. And now, John was in the Holy Ghost world, and he heard Holy Ghost things. When you are in the Spirit, he gives you kingdom realities. So now, the Holy Ghost was giving John a kingdom reality in the natural world of evil. Say hallelujah. Which means when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you can be of this world, but not of this world. You can be in this world, but not of this world. You live with a different reality. Because the Holy Ghost will show you things of the kingdom reality, which I call the superior realities. So now, look at chapter 4, Revelation chapter 4. Look at verse 1, please. Whilst he was in the Spirit, and after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. So here, John was in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost was giving him a kingdom reality. And whilst he was in the Spirit, he was seeing the kingdom of heaven. He saw heaven open, and the voice, the first voice which I heard, as it was as a trumpet, in verse 10 of chapter 1, continued to talk with me and said, come up hither, and I will show thee things that must be hereafter. So when the Holy Ghost is upon you, he shows us things much more superior than the things of this world, that you cannot be pulled down by the things of this world, because you are already used to the superior things of the heavenly world. Are you listening, please? It's like someone who is used to such amazing worship. How many of you enjoy the worship tonight? Somebody so used to this amazing worship of the Holy Spirit, and suddenly you are in a bus or in an Uber car, and you hear music, loud music, talking about hell. You want to turn off this music quickly. You want to plug your ears because you are so used to the superior worship of the Most High God. And your spirit comes into disagreement with the worship of the devil. You are so used to the purity of God, So pollutions bother you. You are so used to righteousness, so unrighteousness bothers you. You are so used to the riches of glory, so the poverty of human failure bothers you. You are so used to the heavenly elements, so the earthly elements don't mean anything to you anymore. When you are in the spirit, you walk in the purity of heaven's realities. See, hallelujah, somebody. I once told you a story that I was praying for some businessmen in Ohio after a breakfast meeting. And there was a man who was the last to be prayed for. I didn't know he was blind because I could see his iris and his cornea like real. And so he came forward and I said, what can I? When he came close, I could see the white cane, you see. Then I knew this man was blind. And so I said, what can I do for you? How can I pray for you? He said, don't pray for my eyes to open. A blind man was telling me, don't pray for my eyes to be opened. I was startled. And he said, I see more than those who have eyes. I don't need my eyes to be opened. And I said, so how can I pray for you? He said, pray for the anointing to increase upon my life. That was a man who was so filled with the spirit and the realities of God that the natural things did not mean anything to him at all. And I could discern that I was talking to a real true prophet of God. I was encouraged because if he could be that prophetic and could that much see in the spirit and wanted me to pray for him, then I must have had a spirit of purity that he could descend to. I'm not pumping myself, but that's how I was encouraged. That boy, this guy is so blind and so discerning. See, hallelujah, somebody. Now I pray that may God make you physically, spiritually blind of the cares of this world. That you become spiritually alive in the things of heaven. Because the spiritual things are more real. This world becomes a better place when we allow the reality of the Holy Ghost to become the norm of human life. Receive the anointing, please. The Bible says John was in the spirit. And he began to have spiritual view of life. And I'd like to conclude with one dimension of the revelation the Holy Ghost gave John. In the book of Revelation chapter 21, let's look at it. Are you blessed today, please? The Bible says, look at verse 10 to 15. Revelation 21, 10 to 15, and then 18 to 23. Let's go. And he carried me away in the spirit. So here we are seeing three dimensions. Number one, he was in the spirit. And then the spirit opened heavens and he saw the throne and the glory of God. Now the same spirit was giving him heaven's reality. From today, may the Holy Ghost in you begin to open heaven's knowledge to you. May you begin to walk in such a reality. You see your son's future even though he's going through troubles today. Because you know by the spirit that it shall be well with him. Are you listening, please? Are you listening, please? We have a family around here and that have had troubles, a lot of troubles in the family. And the Holy Spirit told me that all the children are the children are the seed of the Levites. At the time I spoke this word, it didn't look like it because there were storms every day. God made me see in the spirit and make me see them in the spirit. For the Bible says, know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. So when you are born again, you assess people by the Holy Ghost, not by the rumors of this world. Oh. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, we see everybody based on how God sees them. The Bible says, and Saul was on his way to Damascus. He was going to kill the Christians. And God met him by the way, by the light of Christ that saved him. The Holy Ghost went straight to Ananias and said, Ananias, there's one Saul of Tarsus who was coming to kill you, but he's in the house with an address. Go and open his eyes because he's blind. Ananias, the prophet, the apostle, said, Lord, I have heard by the rumors of many people that this man is bad news. He's bad news. Today, the world, the body of Christ is fragmented, and the body of Christ is grieving because we are judging based on the allegations of the devil. And nobody is seeking the mind of God about circumstances. I've heard stories about people, gossips, scandalous matters. But I go to God, I say, God, what is your opinion? And he tells me. So I overlook what the rumors are saying, because those words are the accuser of the brethren. And the body of Christ, which is supposed to be spiritual, should be so insulated that we can discern the voice of the devil against people versus the voice of God for the people. And we must live by what God is saying if we are born by the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of reality. Kingdom reality makes us see what God sees, makes us know what God knows, makes us access God's data bank, and makes us make plans based on God's plans, makes us know what God is saying, makes us know where God is going, makes us know how God is standing. Ladies and gentlemen, may we walk in the spirit, may we stand in the spirit, and may we sit in the spirit. If we live in the spirit, may we walk in the spirit, because we have the spiritual reality. Say hallelujah, somebody. I was on a fast recently, and I saw a range of fire. A range of fire. Just like as if you were at the Sahara Desert, and the entire desert was burned with flames of fire. Suddenly, I saw the fire quenching and quenching and quenching until a very small portion was left. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, the body of Christ has walked away from my spiritual reality. And only a small portion, which is where the fire is still burning, are the people who still listen to my spirit. And in my statistics, as I see, the ratio, it must have been 2 to 8. About 80% of the body of Christ don't listen to the Holy Ghost anymore. They have walked away from the fire of the Holy Ghost. Only about 20% was what the Holy Ghost was telling me. And I began to pray. I said, Lord, please forgive us. Lord, forgive us. And the Holy Spirit was saying, don't stay away from this small portion. Say hallelujah, somebody. Are you listening, please? Don't be conformed with the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the Spirit of God that dwells within you. Remember that the Holy Ghost in you is the absolute spirit of the Father and of the Son. That is called the Holy Ghost. He is holy and a reality given to you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, are you listening, please? The Bible says from verse 15, is this verse 15? From verse what? 10 to 15. Have you read it up to verse 15? No? Look at verse 11. Having the glory of God. Say the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone. Let's go to verse 10 so we can connect. Say, I'm with you. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. This is a man who was walking in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he was seeing the throne room of God. He was hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. And God was showing him futuristic dynamics of what was in the heart of man. What was in the heart of God being put in the heart of man. Which means when you have the Holy Spirit, you have access to God's website. And God puts all his data bank in your spirit. Folks, the riches of the things we are open to are far much more glorious than the nations put together. Why are we troubled about the nations of the world? Why are we troubled about the cares of this world? Why are we so worried about what is going on? I used to be so devastated by the stories I was hearing about me until God gave me a shift in the spirit. And he said, all this shall pertain for you to walk in the spirit of glory. Say hallelujah, somebody. In other words, the slanders you have gone through will qualify you to walk in my glory. Are you listening, please? Now, so the Bible says that, and he showed John this new Jerusalem. He was seeing things like this. My point tonight is, God is about to bring you into spiritual knowledge. Because that's what makes you relevant in these last days. We hear stories about New York. We hear stories about San Francisco. We hear stories about Oregon. We hear stories about the Ukraine, about Israel. That's what is happening naturally. But what is the Holy Ghost saying? That must be our reality. For me, I see peace, not troubles. Because I know the outcome. The final story says we win. So with the natural crisis, if you are in the Holy Ghost for real, you will walk in the peace of God. When the Holy Ghost is showing you that stormy clouds never come to stay, you will have joy in the midst of the storms, because you know that the Holy Ghost is saying that the storms are time sensitive. It's only but a short time. So don't cry and worry when you are going through temporary crisis. For the temporary things we see are temporal, but the eternal things which we see also are eternal. Receive the anointing, please. So now John was seeing heaven open, and he saw the holy city of God coming down. Let's go on to verse 15. Having the glory, 11 please. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes. Verse 13, it says, and on the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the east, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verse 15, let's go. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates. See, hallelujah, somebody. Let's go to verse 18, please. Verse 18, let's go. And the building of the wall was at its worth jasper, and the city pure gold. The Bible says that John was natural, but because the Holy Ghost came upon him, he was seeing things of heaven's kingdom. He was a captive. But by the time he went through this panorama, the captivity meant nothing at all, because he was seeing the real reality of a born-again believer's vision. Folks, if we can see like this, you have no problems on this earth. And the Holy Ghost has much more superior revelations to give us in the midst of these apparent troubles. The Bible says, let our minds be on things above, not on the things on this earth. And the only way you can keep your minds above is when the Holy Ghost is with you, showing you things yet to come. Receive the anointing, please. I said, receive the anointing, please. I said, receive the anointing, please. The Holy Ghost is giving you what he does. He gives reality. He shows us our future. He shows us our kingdom. Folks, we have more to offer than the world is receiving from us. We should not be trapped into the pain and the cares and the troubles and the gossip of this world. The devil has the church bound with gossips, bound with slander, bound with human fightings, backstabbing, and all that we do. And we are losing the presence of the Lord. But today, the baptism is coming back again. I said, we are rolling back the carpet. and we are going to walk in revelations like this. We shall see the kingdoms of our God, and we shall see the plans for our businesses. We shall see heaven's opinion about our children. We shall walk in the belief that the future is brighter than our past. We shall see the healings of our troubled people today. We shall see what God is seeing, so we can see what God is saying, and we shall know what God knows, and we shall move by the power God has given to us, for we are born by the Holy Ghost. Receive the anointing, please. The Holy Ghost has been given to you and I to walk in kingdom reality. Say reality. Say it again. Say reality. Say reality. Say reality. One more time. Say reality. Say like you mean it. Reality. Say it again. Say reality. Say it again. Say reality. One more time. Say reality. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came upon them all, there was a heavenly reality. And they began to speak in languages of natural people that these Galileans had never learned. Those from Greece heard them speak Grecian. Those from Mesopotamia heard them. Cyrene, all those who came from Rome and Egypt and Libya, they all heard these Galileans speak the wonderful realities of God in their languages. Receive the anointing, please. I release all the 9 gifts of the Spirit upon your life for reality. I release all the 9 fruits of the Holy Ghost upon your life for reality. I release upon you open heavens reality. I release upon you the passion to see the goodness of God for reality. I release upon you leadership in finances for reality. I release upon you leadership in worship. Say reality. I release upon you superior management skills for reality. I release upon you the spirit of the streets of gold in heaven for reality. I release upon you the manifestation of the wisdom of God for reality. May the things that have been kept away from us be revealed to us. I release upon you the keys of the kingdom of God for reality. I release upon you the anointing for holiness. I release upon you the anointing for righteousness. I release upon you the reality for glory. I release upon you the manifestation for potency. I release upon you leadership, strength, and glory. I release upon you long life and prosperity. I release upon you the reality of Christ within your life. I release upon you favor beyond human comprehension. May the reality of growth be upon you. May the reality of increase be upon you. May the reality of favor with God and man be upon you. May the reality of hearing the voice of God be upon you. May the reality of seeing visions from the Holy Ghost be upon you. May the reality of hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost in your heart be upon you. May that which eyes have not seen become real in you. May that which ears have not heard be real in you. Receive the heart of glory. 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 I said, receive the heart of glory. I said, receive the heart of glory. Receive the heart of prominence in Christ. Holy Ghost is the reality. He brought John into such realities, and John saw the new Jerusalem with his eyes, which eyes had never seen before. He saw. Why? Simple. Because he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and he had a connection with the Spirit of God and of Christ. Listen, gentlemen, why can you ever imagine that this kind of Holy Ghost shall be upon you and you can ever say that you can do this thing? How real, how unreal it is for the real Holy Ghost to be in you and for you to be unreally say that the real things are not real. Say hallelujah, somebody. I declare a shift in your spirit from today. You are leaving this place with the power more powerful than positive things. You know, positivity has a limitation. Things that are positive are more limited than things which are creative, because the creative power is more positive than positive things. See, hallelujah, somebody. Can I have a little EQ, please? Are you listening, please? When the spirit of creativity is within you, you are more powerful than positive things. See, hallelujah, somebody. The danger of walking in a positive state is that the level of positivity has equal measure with negativity. If you peg your life on positivity, you can always slip into negativity. But if you peg yourself in the Spirit of God, there's no negativity around. Are you listening, please? The word positive is a natural law. But the word spirit life is a superior life which has no negative alternative. Receive the anointing, please. In other words, you can't be in heaven and ever think about hell. You are blocked from that world. You can never be in Christ and fear the devil. You can never have God in you and not think about God alone. Let's walk away from positive and negative life and walk in the spirit life in Christ Jesus. So Christ walked upon water. That was a reality. Those who were not in that reality saw him and they thought, oh, that must be a ghost. No, it's not a ghost. It might be a ghost. It might be a ghost. No, he's not a ghost. It might be a ghost. It's not a ghost. They were walking in positive, negative, positive, negative. So that's why Peter fell. Say hallelujah, somebody. When you set your mind to go, go. When we plan to go to Spokane and the snow was falling, I told my team, we are still going. They said, the pass has been closed. I said, I see us already beyond the pass. There's a man of God. Look at the forecast. It's snowing heavily on the pass. And I told them, when we are ready to leave Seattle, the snow will stop to open the pass. We were ready 6 p.m. And the news came that the pass was open 6 p.m. exactly. Because that's when we were ready to go. If you look at positive and negative, you will be scared. But when you zoom into the things of God, you will see the end of the story. Receive the anointing, please. I say, receive the anointing, please. I say, receive the anointing, please. What eyes have not seen, the Holy Ghost will let you see. You are baptized in the spiritual realities of God. Clap your hands. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. I said, give God some praise. I said, give God some praise. Are you clapping your hands, please? Are you giving God some praise, please? Are you moving in the spirit, please? Say hallelujah, somebody. Say hosanna, somebody. Say glory. 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 Receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Baptize in the Holy Ghost. The heaven is opened. John saw the city of gold in his natural form. He had access to heaven. So guess what? After John died and got to heaven, it wasn't a surprise. I saw it. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. The Holy Ghost brings you into such a reality that when you get to heaven, you have no surprises. Because he makes you see heaven on earth. That's his job. He is the Spirit of God. And he is the Spirit that built heaven. So he can give you heaven on earth. And heaven's perspective about everything. Receive the anointing, please. You are leaving this place, this conference, with such a reality of heaven that the things of this earth don't frighten you anymore. Before the natural things happen, you have a preview of the future. Because he's the spirit of the past, the present, and the future. Your business challenges, you will see 6 months ahead. You will know a year ahead. And you will be able to package yourself in readiness. And you will be able to bind the storm before it comes close to you. Because you are born again. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this message, please? The Bible says that God says, will I do anything on this earth except first I share with my prophets? That's the reality. Ladies and gentlemen, the future of America must be a reality in the church. We must know what is going to happen in the next 1 year. It shouldn't be a surprise at all. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, he feared Daniel. Belshazzar feared Daniel because Daniel had dreams of heaven and God would show him things before they happened. Queen Victoria said, "I fear nothing but the prayers of John Knox." Because this man of God could have insight for foresight because of the realities of the Holy Ghost. Are you understanding this? Live in this reality. Know that this disease will not kill you. And don't own it either, because it is trespassing in the body which has the Holy Ghost. Don't own diseases. You hear people say, his cancer, or his pancreas, or they own it. Don't own it. It is the thief trying to exchange your gold for brass. But when you have the reality of the Spirit, you cancel that. I don't receive it. So when you wake up in the morning with a bad dream, cancel it immediately. Tell yourself, I don't receive this dream. Because the Holy Ghost is in you. Because you have the reality of your future. You have the reality that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Just don't receive it. Refuse what is not of God and accept what is of God, either in the dream or not. Receive the anointing, please. Are you listening, please? The reality of the Holy Ghost makes you stay above and above only. Oh my goodness. Somebody comes to say that there shall be an earthquake in Seattle. I reject that. So one day there was news all over in the Northwest that on the Pacific Rim there shall be a major tsunami from Asia that will cause an earthquake, and that all of Seattle shall go down into the sea. And the church believed it. Christians were buying bottles of packages of water. People were moving to the mountaintop. Real. It was a real story. So I had a phone call. And this person said, "Emmanuel, we have access to lots of cages of water. And at very good rates. Because churches are buying in volumes for this earthquake that would be coming." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I'll call you back." So I went to God and I said, "God, is it true that there's going to be an earthquake that will destroy everything?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "Lord, a tsunami?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "But you said in the Bible, in the days of Noah, that you will not destroy this earth with water again." I was asking God that. "So why is this happening?" And the Lord said, "It's not coming from me. The devil planned it." And I said, "So why are we feeling the reality?" He said, "Because nobody has stood against it. So if the devil wants to bring any disaster, he sends rumors. And the measure to which you believe the rumor, that gives him legality to push it." And the Holy Ghost said, "Nobody has come before me to cancel it." So I went on a fast 3 days. And I prayed for 3 days. And I said, "I cancel this. I don't receive this." On the third day, the Lord said, "It is done. You have reversed it. It will never happen." So we went to our next meeting and all these rumors were on. I said, hold on. It's not going to happen. You see, this is how the natural world fights the spiritual world. Don't believe a lie. Because the spirit of truth is within you. And sometimes God makes you hear the lie so you can stop it, but not to feed on it. Even lies about people. The devil wants a ministry to fall. He sends rumors and stories against that. And Christians who continue to advertise that give the devil access to destroy that ministry. The next thing you know, the ministry is down. Because Christians who should stand and be a wall of truth believe the lie. So the devil used that as an access. Say hallelujah, somebody. I declare that every lie against you shall fall down. Every lie against you shall not prosper. Every conspiracy of the devil against you is aborted. I declare that the womb of darkness shall miscarry. all its plans against you. The devil's prophecies are a lie. The devil's predictions are a lie. The devil's intentions are a lie. They shall not come to pass. We resist those by the Spirit of truth in the Holy Ghost. That's the reality. I shall live and not die, and I shall glorify the name of the Lord. Say, I shall live, I shall not die. Say, I shall live, I shall not die. Say, I shall live, I shall not die. Say, I receive. Sometimes we come to church, we are in a conference, and witches are projecting witchcraft at me. Then while the man of God was prophesying, the spirit of witchcraft was released. And the Holy Ghost said, ignore it. Don't give it. There was a time when I sense it, I'll get into a frenzy. I'll get angry. And by the time I finish dealing with it, I lose my focus on preaching. And the Holy Ghost said, when he was prophesying, it was released. And the Holy Ghost said, ignore it. It will fall short. It will fall short. It will fall short. Folks, I have not seen anything the devil did that succeeded. If I look through the Bible, there's not one thing the devil did successfully. Everything he did failed. With time, even if there was an apparent success, it short-lived because God reversed it. So why do you feel what is a counterfeit when you have the original? Receive the anointing right now. Say hallelujah, somebody. You are walking in the reality of the creative power of God. Move out of positive thinking and get into spiritual thinking in the Holy Ghost. Are you being blessed today, please, by the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead, which is in you, is quickening your mortal bodies? When you get to your house, lay hold on your door. Declare, this is the house of God, sealed in the Holy Ghost. When you get into your car, lay hands on your car. Declare that this car is accident proof, is crisis proof, is trauma proof. You will not be driving your car for your car to be going through convulsion. Receive the anointing, please. I said, receive the anointing, please. The next time you enter into your car, may your car feel the confidence of God. Receive the anointing, please. In the time of your prayer, believe that the answers already exist before you began to pray. Confidence. Because we have the spirit of what? Reality. May God's mystery become your reality. May God's supernatural become your natural. May God's supernatural become your natural. May God's supernatural become our natural. I said, may God's supernatural become our natural. I said, may the Holy Ghost supernatural become your natural. May the Spirit of God become your reality. May the Holy Ghost become your spirit. May God become your reality. Receive the anointing, please. John saw the future of the New Jerusalem. So you know what? He was on an island full of scorpions and serpents, and he was being tortured. Even before then, John was put in a boiling barrel of oil. They bound him and put him in a boiling barrel of 50 gallons of hot oil, boiling. And they put him in to fry like French fries. And when he entered, nothing happened. Like the four Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys in the flame of fire, nothing happened. The people freaked out. pulled him out of the boiling water, of the boiling oil, and ran away for 2 days and came back and said, this guy is unkillable. This guy is undiable. Let's put him on an island full of scorpions and serpents. Let them sting him. Let all these crustaceans kill him. No water, nothing. Boom, the Holy Ghost came upon him and began to show him heaven. So all those crises meant nothing. Heaven's reality became his reality. So he really enjoyed the island of crisis. When you walk in God's reality, I am telling you, you rule the business world like it never happened before. You will fear nothing. You will rule banks. All you need to do is to stay in the zone of the Spirit and hear the instruction. And as he guides you, you go. As he leads you, you follow him. That is our reality. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the reality of God. Don't ever say, as for this husband of mine, he doesn't believe anything good. I rebuke that statement from your mouth, lady. Declare that there's no husband God cannot change, including my own. This Philip boy I married, he will be the best. Say, oh, hallelujah, somebody. Say, hallelujah, somebody. You know, I wanted to say hallelujah and Hosanna was in my mouth. So, hallelujah. So, say, hallelujah. Say, Hosanna, hallelujah. Receive the anointing, please. Lift up your hand. I feel the fresh baptism. I feel the baptism of reality here. I see the reality of God. Oh. Yeshua. Let's go. Yeshua. Became the anointing service. The Holy Spirit said, release the baptism of my reality. Anoint them to be baptized in the reality of the Holy Spirit. The Lord said, anoint them into the reality of the Holy Spirit. Tennessee, the first three rows. Yeshua, Father, Father.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.